It's the Word Slinger Podcast, where story matters. Build your brand, write your book, redefine who you are. It's all about the story here. What's yours? Now, here's the guy who invented pants optional, Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger.
Word Slinger.
Well, hello, everybody. I am Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger, and it has been a while. I have no good excuse. I think the last time you heard from me, in fact, I know the last time you heard from me, I did an interview with Steve Barry. That was back in August of 2020. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but some things happened in 2020 that carried forward into the rest of the Kevin Tomlinson world and the rest of the world in general. So here I am 4 years later, and man, have things changed in 4 years. I guess we'll start with this update, a roundup, if you'll bear with me. First of all, well, okay, in 2020, I was still working for Drafted Digital. As of 2023, around September or so, October of 2023, I stepped down from Drafted Digital and stepped up to the role of CEO of a company called BookSweeps. It is now March of 2024, and as of, I'd say, the first day of February of this year, I stepped down from the role of CEO of BookSweeps. And so now I am back to, it is just me and this microphone and this laptop. I'm a full-time writer and creator right now. Intend to be for good, man. This is what I wanted to do. This is the stuff I want to do, is write and create and just be me, talking to you in all the various ways that we communicate with each other. So that's where I am right now. Where I'm going from here, who can say? I'm leaning in on this whole, I'm leaning in on what's called the Wu Wei lifestyle. If you're not familiar with that, and I am only just starting to scratch the surface of what this is, but it's the idea of action without effort is the idea. Wu Wei, meaning living a life where you are not, you know, like slacking off and doing nothing, not being lazy, not just hoping things work out, but instead you are trusting that higher power. In my case, that's God. I trust God to guide what I do. I believe I'm divinely guided in all I do. That's the way I'm living. And it means making less effort towards things all the time. As writers, as creators, we kind of talk about this as being a state of flow. So that's what I'm doing. I'm living in that state of flow. And so you'll get to kind of see how this goes. We'll see. I have kicked around getting back into podcasting a lot over the past couple of months, actually longer, for a long while. And I do some podcasting already. You may have seen me and heard me on the Author Nation State of the Nation podcast. That is one I'm kind of doing with Joe Solari and his bunch. I've hosted a few. I don't know how that'll go either. That's one I do. I volunteer to do that because I believe in what Joe's doing with the Author Nation Conference and what that means for the writing community. I do the Writers Inc. podcast with J.D. Barker and crew. And that's where I'm kind of... I'm on a team with that one. Like, I'm actually talking to people about writing and about, the whole business of writing, the craft of writing. So I feel like I've got writing covered. So that's the trouble I've had with starting a new podcast. I thought, well, I'll start a new podcast. You would not believe how many iterations of podcasts have come and gone in my brain over the past few months. And I've recorded episodes. That's the funny part. Like, I actually sat down and recorded video. If you're watching this on YouTube, by the way, I've done some things on video in the past, but I haven't really been consistent about doing like video production, and I let things get out of hand. See, that's that Wu Wei thing. I do too much. I put too much on me. So I'm going to just let things flow and evolve as they do, and I'll improve things as I go, and you'll just have to let me know what you think. And you can give me advice and tips if you want. I'm always open to wisdom from people. But I think what I'm going to do is play this by ear like I had in the past. The Wordslinger podcast evolved that way originally. But coming back to that, after some fits and starts and restarts and reboots, the one thing that was consistent... I had a lot of people ask me about the Wordslinger podcast and whether I was going to bring it back. And to be honest, I wasn't going to bring it back. I felt like I had done all that I could do with this show. I felt like I'd explored everything I could explore. But the truth is, that was me limiting myself. I was putting these limitations on my own perspective and thinking. I was still kind of locked into it being sort of a writer's podcast. The truth is, Wordslinger podcast never was a writing podcast. I know there was a lot of discussion about writing, and I talked to a whole lot of authors, and I talked about craft, and I talked about marketing, and I talked about all these things. That probably will still happen, because that's still a part of my world. But therein lies, I think... The truth that flows within the concept of the Wordslinger podcast is that it's always been a show about story, which, you know, I have that in the, like, you know, intro. It's about the things that interest me, which, you know, was the whole reason I started the show in the first place. And a lot of the more beneficial things of my life came to me because of this show. So I feel like I'd be dishonoring it if I didn't do something. but it's always been about, like, exploring the story of us, of me and you and the authors and the other people I brought on who were not authors. I used to bring on a lot of different people from different industries. And I built this as a show aimed at the author community because there's something I know, and I've seen this play out. I've seen it over and over again. But the reality is the writing world that I've been a part of, the writing community that I've been a part of and that you may be a part of, we've always benefited from looking outside that community to the things that we could leverage for ourselves. So a lot of the indie author space started out by looking at the entrepreneur space, the online entrepreneurs who were, you know, building websites and building newsletters and creating marketing funnels. And, you know, they were creating content aimed at their market, and we could learn from that. I think that concept has grown. There is, first of all, there are a lot more types of creators now than when I first started the Wordslinger podcast. A lot of these folks were around, but I mean, it's just sort of content as a industry has exploded. So you've got YouTubers and TikTok folks and Instagrammers and, you know, people who are just out, just being creative and finding ways to use that creativity to build careers. That's something I'm interested in. I'm also interested in, like, how did Company X start? And how is it continuing and growing, and how is it helping people? I'm very interested in, like, how we look at the world around us, anything in the world, and figure out how to learn from it. That's what I'm very interested in. So I'm looking forward to this. It's been 4 years since the last Wordslinger podcast episode, and I think it's time to bring it back. I tell you, this has been a struggle for me because there's been a handful of podcast ideas that I thought were great ideas, and I would start to put something together, and then I'd have this sort of realization that I lack not interest but passion. Like, I'm interested in a lot of these things, but I'm only passionate about a certain type of thing. I'm passionate about creation. I'm passionate about storytelling. I'm passionate about what it means to be us. And that's what the Wordslinger podcast became, I think. Sort of started in that way, but I got really focused on the writing world. But I've explored that. So now it's time to explore something new. So if you are coming in from the indie author space, welcome. You are always welcome. We are family. We are part of the same community. So I'll always be here as a writer because that is who I am. I am the writer as I bill myself on Substack. Substack is new. Since the last episode of Wordslinger, at least I assume. I don't actually know when Substack started, but I didn't know about Substack until the past couple of years. So, but writers are welcome. Storytellers of all kinds are welcome. I hope this show catches on. I don't want to fall into that trap of like, if everyone's your audience, no one's your audience. But there's a specific audience for this podcast, and I'm going to figure them out as I go, but I have an image of you in mind, and bear with me for a second. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's who I think I'm talking to. You are curious about the world, and there are things you're passionate about. There are people that you are fascinated by. There are topics you can't get enough of. You read about them. You watch it as much as you can about them on YouTube. You listen to podcasts. You write sometimes, maybe full time. You create art and you create things in your garage. You work on cars and you fly airplanes. You are someone who sees that there is a path through the darkness of life and that it's leading to something beautiful. That's who I am talking to as a Wordslinger. So I feel like also I had worked really hard to establish the brand of the Wordslinger. I've watched people sort of ape that brand. It's really kind of interesting. I've seen, there's an entire documentary called Wordslingers that was about the indie author space that was created well after I started doing the podcast, and yet I didn't get an invitation to be in this documentary. But you know what? That's okay. They're creators too. There's just so much of this happening. So many things have happened. I've changed a lot in the past 4 years. You probably have too. But I tell you what will never change is I actually care about the people, the audience that tunes into this show. I care about the people that this community that I serve. And the community, for me, is growing. Beyond writing into whatever it is you're into. I want to know you. I want to know your story. That's what I'm here for, to tell the story. That's what I'm here for, whatever that story happens to turn out to be. So if you'll notice, I mean, if you may have seen other videos, if you're listening to this, the voice hasn't changed all that much. If you're watching this and you've watched other videos I've done over the years, like I'm in a whole new space. I mean, if you were tuning into Draft to Digital's podcast for the past, you know, 2 years or so, you recognize this space. This isn't anything new. But anyway, I'm kind of trying to just address all the new things. And then there's going to be things that aren't new that are going to stay the same. But we're going to grow. Me and you. So, thanks for tuning in to this, not the first episode of the Wordslinger podcast, but the newest episode, the newest chapter. And I tried to import all the old episodes, and there was kind of an issue, but you can go back and listen at least all the way to 116. I'm going to try to get everything from 1 to 115 uploaded somehow. Not going to be easy. I've been looking at ways to do this, so I might have to... I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll try to get those classic episodes up so you can kind of go back and check that out. I might have to enlist help for that. But for now, the stuff that's up there is up there. The stuff that's coming is coming. I wish I could tell you like what to expect, but I'm going to be honest with you, man. Until I sat down this morning, I had this epiphany this morning that I've been going back and forth on what the Wordslinger, what the podcast should be. And it just sort of came to me all at once that why reinvent something when I've got the perfect vehicle for going forward. And maybe it's not. Maybe I'm wrong. You let me know. Let me know. If you're watching this on YouTube, please comment, like, subscribe, comment, all that stuff. I'm only just starting to learn how things work, but I do know that if you are subscribing to me on YouTube and you are clicking like and subscribe, that's a good thing. But even better is if you leave a comment, because there's an interaction that happens there. And apparently Google likes that. If you interact, if you respond with a comment below, you can interact. There's a segment I want to add to the show, so we can start now. And I'm calling it Ask Kevin Anything, or AKA. So go, if you're not watching on YouTube, first of all, on YouTube, just ask me a question in the comments, and what I'm going to do is start gathering questions, and I'll answer some in comments, and then I'll try to answer questions also on the show. If you are tuning in to the podcast, go to my Substack and you can send me questions on Substack. So go to, and probably I don't know how this format is going to work on Substack right now, but I'm doing the podcast via Substack now. But if you go to Substack, if you go to kevintumlinson.substack.com, that is where you'll find my page. There's a Wordslinger podcast thing in the menu now, so click on that guy. And you can click on an episode and leave me a question. I'm going to try to keep up with this. There may be other ways. There may be better ways. I'll come up with things. If you know stuff and you can help me, let me know. But beyond that, beyond all that, it's good to be back. Glad to be back. And I'll see you next time.
Wordslinger.